A proposal to ban abortions after the detection of a heartbeat has been on the agenda of Tennessee lawmakers. It's a divisive issue, but the main opponent might not be who you expect.
I must say that this is probably one of the most surreal moments of having Tennessee Right to Life here today against the bill, against a bill like this.
East Tennessee Representative Matthew Hill isn't the only person who found Tennessee Right to Life's opposition to the so-called heartbeat bill confusing. Here to help us understand their position and what it means for other abortion legislation this year is State House reporter Chas Sisk. Hello, Chas.
Hi, Jason.
So let's try and explain this situation a little bit more. On one side, you have Tennessee lawmakers who oppose abortion, led by Republican Micah Van Hus. On the other, you have Democratic lawmakers who support abortion rights, and with them, the state's leading pro-life group, Tennessee Right to Life. So surely this combination is a first.
Yeah, it's definitely unusual, and it says a lot about where the abortion debate is right now. First of all, let's explain Tennessee Right to Life's position. It essentially agrees with the goal of the legislation. The organization believes all abortion should be banned, except to save the physical life of the mother. But Tennessee Right to Life is also very cautious about how to achieve that goal. Brian Harris, the head of Tennessee Right to Life, testified against the heartbeat bill, and he says the earliest a heartbeat can be detected is about 6 weeks after conception. And the courts have consistently said anything that bans abortion that early violates the Supreme Court's rulings on this matter, going back to Roe versus Wade. So Harris predicts all this bill would do is trigger a court fight that abortion opponents would likely lose.
So is it just Tennessee Right to Life who thinks this?
Tennessee's attorney general also calls the heartbeat bill constitutionally suspect for the same reasons. Lawmakers who support abortion rights were all too happy to endorse this legal analysis. There aren't many of them in the Tennessee legislature, and they'll take the allies wherever they can.
Well, the heartbeat bill isn't the only anti-abortion legislation being proposed this year. Are there any others out there gaining traction?
Well, this is really the first to come up this year, so it's a little early to say. But I do think it spells trouble for a couple of measures that seek to ban abortion at 20 weeks. The courts have basically said states can't ban abortion before 24 weeks because that's when a fetus becomes viable outside the womb.
So the heartbeat bill and these other proposals, are they really just the result of pressure Republicans are feeling to deliver some kind of result on the campaign promises they've been making on this issue for years?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Republicans in Tennessee have taken a tough line on abortion through the years. Many would ban any procedure that takes place after conception. One thing that had been tying their hands since 2000 was a ruling by the Tennessee Supreme Court. That case found Tennessee's Constitution provided more protections for abortion rights than the U.S. Constitution. And it took abortion opponents 14 years to pass a constitutional amendment that essentially undid that ruling.
So that amendment you're referring to, that's Amendment 1 from a few years ago.
Yeah, and since the voters passed that amendment, the main thing Republican lawmakers have done is pass a waiting period, pass a requirement that abortion providers have hospital admitting privileges, and make women listen to some scripted warnings before receiving abortions. People on both sides of the issue will tell you that those laws have had an impact, but they're certainly not the bold strokes that many abortion opponents in Tennessee might have wanted.
So a number of evangelical voters in Tennessee and elsewhere who did not originally support Donald Trump cited his promise to turn the Supreme Court conservative as the reason they eventually cast their vote for him. Do you think Republican lawmakers are essentially saying to these folks, just wait, change is coming, just we can't do this right now?
Yeah, I mean, that's something Tennessee Right to Life is saying. What's not clear is whether state lawmakers are still listening to that. And I think that's probably the most important dynamic in this debate right now, the tension between anti-abortion rights groups that want to delay a court fight and the anti-abortion lawmakers who want to pick one. During the testimony on the fetal heartbeat bill, its sponsor, Representative Van Hus, held up a list of more than 40 times in which Congress or a state legislature attempted to ban some late-term abortion procedures, only to be stopped by the president or the courts. Van Hus said none of those fights were spurred by Tennessee lawmakers. And his point wasn't that lawmakers here had been prudent. His point was that they had been too timid. He says that unless lawmakers are willing to force the issue, nothing much is going to change.
Okay. Well, thank you, Chas.
You're welcome.
Chas Sisk covers the State House for Nashville Public Radio. He'll be joining us on Mondays throughout the legislative session.